Hello, this video introduces some easy exercises that will help prepare you for the Guide Dogs for the Blind training program. The purpose of these exercises is to prevent shoulder pain and injury, maintain balance and core muscle strength for continued guide dog use, and to prevent shin splints. The exercises in the video are designed to strengthen the muscles commonly used when handling a guide dog, while the stretches in the video help lengthen the muscles that can become tight after walking with your guide dog. The video consists of four chapters: upper body, lower body, abdomen, and a chapter at the end regarding proper footwear to use when walking with your guide dog. If you are concerned about whether these exercises are right for you, please talk to your doctor before attempting the exercises shown in this video. If at any time during your exercise you feel faint, short of breath, dizzy, or physically uncomfortable, please stop the exercise immediately and consult with your doctor. It is our hope that this video will prevent future pain and injury as you learn to walk with your guide dog. You can also continue using these exercises once you graduate from the program to ensure continued muscle strength and agility while handling your guide dog. Chapter 1, Upper Body. The first warm-up exercise is called shoulder shrugs. This warm-up exercise can be done while sitting in a chair or sitting anywhere that allows you to sit upright. Begin by sitting upright. Raise your shoulders up towards your ears, then relax your shoulders back down to the starting position. Raise your shoulders up again towards your ears, and relax your shoulders back down to the starting position. Repeat this up and down motion 10 times, breathing in while you raise your shoulders and breathing out while you relax your shoulders. The next warm-up exercise is called shoulder rolls. This warm-up exercise can be done while sitting in a chair, anytime and anywhere that allows you to sit upright. Begin by sitting upright and raise your shoulders up towards your ears. Then move them backwards in a circular motion. Continue this circular motion until you complete 10 circles with your shoulders. Repeat these shoulder circles, this time rolling your shoulders in a circular motion up and over toward the front of your body in a forward motion. Again, roll your shoulders in a circular motion up and over towards the front of your body in a forward motion. Repeat this 10 times or until you feel that your shoulders are completely warmed up. This stretch is called the shoulder stretch. This stretch can be done in the morning or the evening while lying on your bed or any comfortable flat surface that allows for arm motion. Begin by lying on your back, cradling the back of your head in the palm of your right hand. With your left hand at your side and your palm facing your leg, bend your elbow so that your fingertips point up toward the ceiling. Press your left elbow against the side of your body. Slowly let your left hand fall to the side so the back of your hand lowers as far as possible to the surface or until you feel a stretch in your left shoulder. Hold this stretch for 10 to 15 seconds or as tolerated. Now to switch sides, cradle the back of your head in the palm of your left hand. With your right hand at your side, bend your elbow so that your fingertips point up toward the ceiling. Press your right elbow against the side of your body and slowly let your right hand fall to the side so that the back of your hand lowers as far as possible to the surface or until you feel a stretch in your right shoulder. Again, your right elbow should be against the side of your body and bent so that your fingertips point up toward the ceiling. Slowly let your right hand fall to the side so that the back of your hand lowers as far as possible to the surface, or until you feel a stretch in your right shoulder. Repeat this 10 times with each arm, or as many times as your arm can tolerate. This exercise is called side arm raises. This exercise can be done when unloading the dishwasher, unloading groceries, or anytime you're handling a cylindrical object. Begin by picking up any 1 to 2 pound object that easily fits in your hand, preferably a cylindrical object that can be easily grasped, such as a cup, a can of soda, or a can of food. Place the object in your right hand. Lower your right arm straight down to your side, and without bending your wrist, turn your right hand so that your palm is facing forward while holding onto the object. Again, turn your right hand so that your palm is facing forward while holding onto the object. With your right arm straight, lift your arm to your side, away from your body, as in a jumping jack, until your arm reaches shoulder height. Hold this for 3 seconds and slowly bring your arm back down to your side. Bring your arm back up in the same jumping jack motion until your arm reaches shoulder height. Again, hold for 3 seconds and slowly bring your arm back down to your side. Repeat this 10 times with your right arm and switch arms by bringing the object to your left hand and lower your left arm straight down to your side. Remember to turn your left hand so that your palm is facing forward without bending your wrist. With your left arm straight, lift the arm up and away from your body until your arm reaches shoulder height. Hold for 3 seconds. Then slowly bring your arm back down to your side and repeat 10 times with your left arm. This exercise can easily be completed with a cup, a can of soda, or a can of food. The last exercise in this chapter is called diagonal reaching. The purpose of this exercise is to strengthen your shoulder by moving a lightweight object from one side of your body at hip level to the opposite side of your body above head level. This exercise can be done while unloading the contents of a grocery bag into a high cupboard or removing items from a high cupboard and placing them on a counter. For filming purposes, we chose to use the example of unloading the contents of a grocery bag into a high cupboard. Begin by standing and facing the counter. Place the grocery bag on the left side of your body, with the cupboard to the right side of your body. Remove the grocery items from the bag and place them on the counter so they are still on your left. Reach with your right hand to grab one grocery item and place the grocery item into the high cupboard. Your arm should travel in a diagonal fashion in order to place the grocery item into the cupboard. Again, grab the grocery item from the left side of your body to place it in the high cupboard that should be on the right side of your body. Repeat this exercise 10 times or until the grocery bag is unloaded. Your left shoulder will be doing most of the heavy work as you walk with your guide dog, so completing this sequence with your left arm is most important. Chapter 2, Lower Body. The first warm-up exercise is called ankle circles. This exercise can be done when lying in bed or relaxing on the couch during commercials while watching TV. Begin by sitting with your legs straight out in front of you or lying down on your back with your legs straight and knees pointed toward the ceiling. This exercise requires keeping your legs stable while only moving the ankle and foot. First, complete 5 ankle circles with each foot, circling to the right. Then make 5 ankle circles with each foot, circling toward the left. When you've completed the ankle circles, use one foot to form the letters A through K in the air. Use your other foot to make the same letters A through K in the air. The ultimate goal of this exercise is to form all 26 letters in the entire alphabet with each foot. However, when starting out, you may want to complete just a few of the letters and slowly work up to the entire alphabet. This stretch is called the towel stretch. The stretch can be done while lying in bed, relaxing on the couch, or when drying off after showering in a sitting position. Begin by sitting on a chair with your right leg extended out in front of you and a long bath towel handy. Hold one end of the bath towel in each hand to create a sling, and place the arch of your right foot in the middle of the towel sling. Again, hold one end of the bath towel in each hand to create a sling, and place the arch of your right foot in the middle of the towel sling. While holding both ends of the towel, pull the towel ends towards your body with your right knee straight and your right ankle bending towards you. You should feel a nice stretch along the back of your lower leg. Hold this position for 15 to 30 seconds. Then relax. Now switch legs by extending your left leg and placing your left foot in the middle of the towel sling while holding both ends of the towel, one end in each hand. Keep your left knee straight and pull the towel ends toward your body with your left ankle bending toward you. Hold this position for 15 to 30 seconds. Then relax. The next exercise is called sidestep. This exercise can be done before or after brushing your teeth while in the bathroom, or before or after doing dishes in the kitchen. Begin by standing in front of a long counter, such as a kitchen or bathroom counter. Face the counter and place both hands on the surface. Stand up straight and use the counter to steady yourself. Take a step about the width of your hips to the right with your right foot. Bring your left foot to meet your right foot so you are standing with your feet together. Slide your hands along the counter as you continue to take another step to the right with your right foot. Again, bring your left foot to meet your right so that you are standing with your feet together. Repeat this sequence 3 more times to the right, then switch directions by taking one step about the width of your hips to the left with your left foot. Bring your right foot to join your left, and slide your hands along the counter as you continue to take another step to the left with your left foot. Bring your right foot to meet your left so that you are standing with your feet together, and repeat this sequence 3 more times to the left. Repeat the entire sequence 3 to 5 times, then relax. The next exercise is called backwards kick. This exercise can be done after washing your hands in the bathroom or before or after doing dishes in the kitchen. Begin by standing in front of a counter, such as a kitchen or bathroom counter. Stand up straight and place your hands on the counter to steady yourself. With your feet hip-width apart, shift your weight to your left foot and slowly kick your right leg back behind you while keeping your knees straight. Keep your right foot raised slightly off the floor for 3 seconds and then place it back down to the starting position. You should feel tightening at your right buttock when your leg is raised off the ground behind you. Again, kick your right leg back behind you, hold for 3 seconds, then relax. Repeat this motion 10 times with your right leg. Switch legs by shifting your weight to your right foot and slowly kicking your left leg back behind you while keeping your knees straight. Raise your left foot slightly off the floor for 3 seconds, and then place it back down to the starting position. This time you should feel tightening at your left buttock. Repeat this motion 10 times with your left leg, then relax. The next exercise is called heel raises. This exercise can be done when you're standing in front of the kitchen or bathroom sink. You can complete this exercise before or after brushing your teeth, washing your hands, or doing dishes. Begin by placing your hands on a counter to maintain your balance. Stand with a straight back, legs shoulder width apart, and your feet pointing toward the counter. Keep your knees straight and make sure to hold onto the counter firmly. Shift your weight back to your heels and flex your ankles so that your toes come slightly off the ground. Hold this position for 3 seconds. Then shift your weight back into your feet as you stand normally. Next, shift your weight to the balls of your feet, raising your heels off the ground as high as you feel comfortable with, and hold for 3 seconds. Lower your heels back down to stand normally. When you're ready, repeat the first part of this exercise by shifting your weight back into your heels and flexing your ankles so that your toes come slightly off the ground. Hold again for 3 seconds. Shift your weight back into your feet as you stand normally and repeat the second part of the exercise by shifting your weight to the balls of your feet, raising your heels off the ground as high as you feel comfortable with, and hold for 3 seconds. Repeat this exercise 10 times while holding onto the counter at all times. The last exercise in this chapter is called the standing calf stretch. This exercise can be completed on any open wall and should be done before walking your guide dog. Begin by standing and facing a wall with both feet together. Place your hands against the wall at shoulder level. Both feet should be pointed toward the wall. Take 1 step backwards with your left foot. Your left leg should also be kept straight and your heel flat on the floor as much as possible. Bend your right knee and lean forward toward the wall until you feel a stretch through the back of your left calf. Hold this stretch for 15 seconds. Switch legs by straightening your right leg and bringing your left foot to meet the right foot. Now take a step backwards with your right leg and press your right heel into the floor. Remember to keep your right leg straight and bend your left knee towards the wall until you feel a stretch in your right calf. Hold this stretch for 15 seconds. Repeat 3 times on each leg, then relax. Chapter 3. Abdomen. The first warm-up stretch is the side-to-side stretch. This exercise can be done while sitting in a chair before or after putting on your socks and shoes, before a meal, or before or after a walk with your guide dog. Begin by sitting upright in a chair. Raise both arms all the way above your head with your elbows straight and interlace your fingers together. When you're ready, lean sideways to your right until you feel a stretch at the left side of your body. Hold this position for 5 to 10 seconds. Return your body to an upright position, then lean toward your left side until you feel a stretch on the right side of your body. Hold this position for 5 to 10 seconds. Return your body to an upright position and repeat 5 times on each side. Again, Lean to your right until you feel a stretch at the left side of your body. Return your body to an upright position. Then lean toward your left side until you feel a stretch on the right side of your body. Return your body to an upright position and repeat 5 times on each side. The last exercise in this chapter is called chair marching. This exercise can also be done while sitting in a chair, before or after putting on your socks and shoes, before a meal, or after a walk with your guide dog. The purpose of this exercise is to strengthen the stomach muscles used in walking. It feels as if you're marching with your legs while sitting. Begin by sitting in a chair, keeping your back straight and leaned slightly forward from the back of the chair. To measure the distance between your back and the chair, put your fist behind your back to measure 1 fist's length away from the chair. Remove your hand and place your arms at your sides. You can stabilize your body by holding on to the seat of your chair, and you should feel your stomach tighten as you lean forward. With your foot flat on the floor and your knee bent, raise your right upper leg off the chair and right foot off the ground. Hold this position for 3 seconds. Lower your foot back to the ground and repeat on the left side by raising your left upper leg off the chair and left foot off the ground. Keep your knee bent and hold for 3 seconds. Lower your foot back to the ground and repeat 10 times, 5 times on each leg. Again, you can stabilize your body by holding on to the seat of your chair as you raise 1 leg at a time off the ground and hold for 3 seconds. As your leg rises off the chair, you should feel your stomach tighten. Remember to complete this at least 5 times with each leg, then relax. Chapter 4, Proper Footwear. Another component of pain and injury prevention when walking with your guide dog is wearing proper footwear. Walking shoes provide cushion that support the arch of the foot where most of the weight rests while walking. The cushion in your walking shoes should be flexible near the ball of the foot, which allows for better flexibility of your foot while walking. Research shows that shoes with heels that are less than 1 inch high with thick cushioned soles are optimal to increase stability when walking. Shoes with firm, slip-resistant soles are recommended for wearing both indoors and outdoors to reduce the risk of falling. Wearing thick socks can also increase your comfort when wearing shoes and reduce the risk of blistering. Change your socks as often as needed to keep moisture from building up on your feet and causing blisters. The purpose of this video was to introduce some easy exercises you can integrate into your daily activities. Again, if at any time during your exercise you feel faint, short of breath, dizzy, or physically uncomfortable, please stop the exercise immediately and consult with your doctor. You can continue using these exercises once you graduate from the program to ensure continued muscle strength and agility while handling your guide dog. You can also use these exercises to prepare for the Guide Dogs for the Blind training course. Thank you for watching our video, and we hope you enjoyed it. We would like to give a special thanks to Teresa Stern and Bob Sonnenberg for acting in our video, Carrie Murphy, and all the Guide Dogs for the Blind staff that helped contribute to the making of this movie. We would also like to thank our faculty advisor, Kitsum Lee, and our camera operator, Syra Trejo. This video is produced by Carrie Payne, Valerie DeRoos, Skylar Moon, and Lauren Cooper. Thanks again for watching.